Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. In Lansing, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has announced an important victory in a multi-lawsuit she joined against the Trump administration over its attempt to illegally coerce states into assisting in sweeping immigration enforcement by threatening to withhold billions in federal funding for emergency preparedness and preventing and addressing terrorist attacks, mass shootings, wildfires, floods, cybersecurity threats, and more. The District Court for the District of Rhode Island granted a motion for summary judgment filed by Attorney General Nessel and 20 attorneys general in their lawsuit against the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. In its opinion, the court held that the agencies violated the Constitution and the Administrative Procedure Act by conditioning federal funds from FEMA and DHS on states' agreement to assist in enforcing federal immigration law. And Huron County Technical Center has announced Haley Bishop as its Student of the Month for September 2025. Haley, a senior at Harbor Beach High School, is distinguished for her outstanding dedication in the power technology program and her participation in the HATC Student Leadership Committee. She also represents Harbor Beach on the varsity volleyball team. Selection for Student of the Month is based on exceptional achievement in career technical education, consistent attendance, enrollment status, active involvement in CTE-related activities, and forward-looking educational and professional goals. Haley excelled in welding and metal fabrication, earning her welding certification card earlier this year after passing visual, chemical, and brake tests administered by a certified welding inspector. She is currently enhancing her TIG welding skills during an on-the-job training placement at DHD in Harbor Beach, creating custom steel and aluminum components. Haley Bishop will be honored with a certificate of award, a gift card to the school store, and special recognition during a luncheon at the Main Street Cafe, located within the Huron Area Technical Center. Her achievements exemplify academic excellence and leadership as she pursues her goal of becoming a welding apprentice. And Trevor R. Rutherford, formerly known as Trevor Brownlee, pleaded no contest to charges related to a drunk driving crash involving a Michigan State Police vehicle on Interstate 75 in Saginaw County. The incident occurred on January 29, 2025, when Rutherford, driving under the influence with the blood alcohol level of 0.127, struck a stationary patrol car with its emergency lights activated during a traffic stop. The collision caused injury to a trooper and damaged the patrol vehicle and a civilian vehicle. Rutherford faces charges including failing to use due care under Michigan's move-over law, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and driving without insurance. The move-over law violation is a felony that carries a potential 2-year prison sentence and a fine, and Judge Darnell Jackson indicated a likely 2-year prison sentence for Rutherford. Rutherford has a previous criminal history as a juvenile lifer, having been sentenced to life without parole in 1990 for a murder committed as a teenager. He was resentenced in 2018 to 29 to 60 years and was paroled in 2018 after serving over 28 years. His upcoming sentencing for the recent charges is pending before Judge Jackson. And harm reduction programs in Michigan have significantly decreased overdose deaths, hospitalizations, emergency room visits, and hepatitis C cases, according to a new modeling study by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Since 2018, Michigan has built a strong harm reduction infrastructure with 37 agencies operating at more than 100 sites statewide. The study highlights that expanded access to naloxone, which reverses opioid overdoses, prevented over 1,650 deaths between 2017 and 24, 569 deaths prevented in 2024 alone. Additionally, more than 13,000 hospitalizations and little over 13,000 emergency department visits related to injection drug use were avoided, alongside over 4,000 cases of hepatitis C prevented through treatment initiatives and harm reduction efforts. Funding for these programs comes from the Michigan Opioid Healing and Recovery Fund, supported by settlements with major pharmaceutical companies. MDHHS continues to invest in harm reduction as a vital component of the state's opioid response, aiming to save more lives and reduce public health burdens through prevention, treatment, and recovery. And you can get the full stories of this news, obituaries, weather, and information anytime on thumbnet.net.